Welcome to Holy Week. This is a week that metaphorically presents such emotions as joy, uncertainty, and even agony. The stories of this week include the plagues that preceded the Exodus, the Last Supper, and the Passion of Christ. It's a time of moving towards humankind's deepest fears, begging, pleading, and praying for the worst to pass over us, and finally to experience and embrace the worst, only to be transformed by it and to be resurrected from the tomb of our own deepest darkness, released. Thomas More, who has evolved in his life from being a monk, a musician, a university professor, a psychotherapist, and today he lectures widely on holistic medicine, spirituality, psychotherapy, and the arts, instructs, "The dark night of the soul is not restricted to holy people. It can happen to anyone. I believe that in some ways it happens to everyone. Yet it is much more significant than simple misfortune. It is a deep transformation, a movement towards indescribable freedom and joy. And in truth, it doesn't have to be unpleasant. The dark night of the soul is profoundly a good thing. It is an ongoing spiritual process in which we are liberated from attachments and compulsions and empowered to live and love more freely. Sometimes this letting go of old ways is painful, occasionally even devastating. But this is not why the night is called dark. The darkness of the night implies nothing sinister, only that the liberation takes place in hidden ways, beneath our knowledge and our understanding. It happens mysteriously, in secret, and beyond our conscious control. For that reason, it can be disturbing or even scary. But in the end, it almost always works to our benefit." It is with this transformative benefit in mind that I endeavor to wrestle a small piece of Holy Week away from traditional religions for our benefit as Unitarian Universalists. Therefore, I invite you to walk with me this week and to contemplate our day-to-day lives as a parallel with the sacred stories of this time, the metaphorical challenges that we're faced and the connections of the very real challenges that we face day-to-day. Many wonder about the need for such UU Holy Week. I mean, really, is it even important to honor such an experience in our lives, those dark nights of the soul? In my opinion, Holy Week is all about acknowledging our very survival at times. Stories are metaphors for the worst, as well as the best that humankind can offer one another. Holy Week is about going into the darkest night and emerging forever changed. This morning, I invite us to think about that Alleluia moment that is Palm Sunday, the joy and yet the foreshadowing of dread, the uncertainty. That is what Palm Sunday is really all about in the Christian tradition: joyous apprehension and the darkest foreshadowing. The palms are part of the celebration, mark both triumph and victory in Jewish practice. The morning is about optimistically reflecting on new beginnings and the endings that are inherent within them. This week is also an opportunity for us to take pause, to think about the sorrows and those seminal moments that break us, and yet transform us. That is how I personally engage this week. It is a reminder that in the midst of joy and sorrow, the metaphorical death and resurrection is ever lingering the possibility of a literal transformation. There is so much wrapped up in this week, from the palms to the Seder meals to Maundy Thursday. I personally am going to go down to the Memorial Congregational Church to do Maundy Thursday. You're invited to come with me if you'd like. Good Friday, I'll be participating in a Good Friday interfaith service at the Martha Mary Chapel at noon. You're more than welcome to participate with me as well there. And then on Saturday night, we're going to do the Seeker Supper, which will all be about sort of this idea of transformation. And then Easter morning we'll have sunrise together, and then our regular service. Walk with me. Come with me on this journey. This week, if you are willing, we will experience the joy and the celebration of today, and then embrace the challenges, the fear, the trials, the passion, crucifixion, the death. We will then be mindful and celebrate Passover at that seeker's potluck. Passover is a time to remember Moses, the many plagues of the Egyptians. And somewhere along this sacred timeline, we will be reminded of awakening and transformation, which we will celebrate at sunrise on Easter. It is amazing that within 1 week, think about it, within 1 week, we will go from joy and celebration through the darkest night of the soul, back out to celebration once again, and resurrection. This is the message behind the stories. And we all have that opportunity to face into that. Face into the joys. Face into the darkest lows. But that's just the stuff of life. It is the reality that we experience. Palm Sunday is all about greeting the promise, the hopes, the possibility of the future. Jesus literally being greeted outside the city gates of Jerusalem by people waving palms. Victory. Strangers greeting a stranger acknowledged a hope-filled messianic promise. Jesus willingly fulfilled a prophecy. He presented himself humbly as a servant king. He was perceived by some as a Jewish Messiah coming to free his people from the bondage of their oppressors, while others saw him as nothing more than a radical political criminal who intentionally broke the Jewish law to cause unrest. He probably resided somewhere in between, if we know anything about life. A man who saw injustice, a wise man who faced his deepest fears, relied on his faith, and experienced the cruelest parts of humankind's fear and temperament. The Last Supper that is spoken of in Scripture and which is reenacted at Maundy Thursday's worship services was actually the Passover Seder that Jesus celebrated with his disciples, his Last Supper. Evening during his final days, being persecuted by the high priests of his own religion, he honored his faith. He was born a Jew, taught as a rabbi, and died on the cross as a Jew. As the story unfolds, Jesus will have been welcomed, celebrated Passover, worried and prayed alone in the garden, while the closest to him slept and one betrayed him. Jesus would be tried, beaten, denounced, and denied by his followers, including Peter, upon whom he would build his church. Murdered because he preached the gospel of love. He reached out to the blind, the lepers, the possessed, tax collectors and lawyers, women alone who were called harlots. He reached out to the Gentiles and shared the good news that all are welcome in peace. The world of his day was not ready to hear this message of love and peace, the message that all are welcome. Same message, honestly, that sets us apart as Unitarian Universalists today. All are welcome. This coming week is a reenactment of what Jesus might have experienced, his darkest night alone, abandoned. And yet this morning we are apprehensively joyous because we have the opportunity to realize what it means to welcome the stranger home and to be welcomed, to look at the other and to glimpse something that resides within, to be divine or energetic, whatever that thing is that animates us. We have the opportunity to glimpse the essence or being, that loving spirit that brings all of the possibility and potential into our lives. We have that opportunity. Palm Sunday is a moment of realization for any one of us of our innate potential without understanding the consequences that are yet to come. Thus, every possibility resides. It may be that one would experience as a spark of inspiration, like in a Gandhi or a Martin Luther King Jr., their very being ignited them to action when they were filled with hope and yet faced inequality and oppression. It's that human spirit for justice. The servant king leader come to change the world, the potential for change standing by and defying injustice. My question for you this morning, do we as Unitarian Universalists want to claim this Holy Week filled with the sacred as our own? Some of it, all of it. We have the freedom that allows us to choose our own spiritual path, our own path. We don't even need to choose spiritual. The freedom to find meaning and truth in the ways that speak most clearly to us as individuals. The freedom to know that we do not have to be concerned with an afterlife that is filled with the fiery depths of hell. We can discard the empty rituals that our ancestors chose to leave behind. Universalist forefather John Murray called us to realize that ours is a religion of hope and courage, even though it was built upon the back of tradition, damnation, and manipulation of the masses. We have a choice. Looking over the possibilities of our future, wondering what we will stand for, what our experiences might be, and where they might lead us. That, in my opinion, is what Palm Sunday is really all about. It offers us a vantage point from which to optimistically glimpse the future, knowing full well that it might not always be rosy. Good or bad, right or wrong, justice or injustice, life is, to be sure, a mixed bag of possibility. I believe that that is what life is, an ever-evolving set of new experiences that we each bring to the table and share that informs us, guides us. Each experience that we encounter shapes us, tests us, tempers us, and transforms us again and again. Transformation is change, and it's not always easy. Elizabeth Tarbox, a Unitarian Universalist minister who faced and ultimately lost her battle with cancer, once shared, "I need these times, though I just as soon avoid them. I need them to teach me things about myself I'd rather never know. These are the growing times when I push myself to loosen the knots that tie me to old agonies and bad habits, to strengthen worn loyalties, and to find new paths to walk. I need these times." Each year, all around us, religious folks celebrate these sacred times, and each year we have an opportunity to witness and to learn something different about one another and ourselves. This year I ask us to be touched by the potential of life and the joy of Palm Sunday when we suspend our judgment for a moment and give ourselves over wholeheartedly to love. The kind of love that challenges us to our core. Not the easy love, the love our neighbor as ourselves adage, but the hardest love that seems impossible sometimes to realize. The love with regard to our enemies. Gospel of Matthew teaches that you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your mother, Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? The gospel of love that Matthew attributes to Jesus is one in which we love with a pure, open heart, even those who it seems are at times beyond our comprehension to even love. This life is not a test for them to win our love or to prove that they deserve our love. It is a test for us to face our fear and reach beyond our mortal bonds and give love willingly to all. That is what Palm Sunday is about. Seeing the possibility and the promise of something divinely inspired in another that touches us, that changes us, that helps us to transcend. It is couched in Christianity, but the message is there. scared, and sacred are spelled with the same letters. Awful precedes the same root word as awesome, terrify, and terrific. Every negative experience holds the seed of transformation. I'm asking us to acknowledge and cultivate those seeds within us, to nurture them, enabling them to grow. Think of this week, how many of our gardeners are with us this morning? Think of this week as a dark and wet time just beneath the soil, allowing our seeds of transformation to percolate in hidden ways. Beneath our knowledge and understanding, it's all going on in that dirt. Transformation happens mysteriously, in secret, and beyond our conscious control. But in time, we will burst forth in all of our spring glory, I promise. All the possibility contained within right now and right here is there, evolving and unfolding into who it is that we are yet to become. May we all find it within us this week, a time set aside to think about such things. May it be so. Blessed be. Amen.